Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1074. We'll learn today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blim Abashra Moshe Mufur Shlemi Yitzchak Zev Ben Shendel. Getting back to a malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, I just want to read a little bit from the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas on page 295, how he explains all the inyonim which we've been talking about in reference to using the side of a tree, and how it could be done, and so on. So he says like this, and again, it's on page 295, Lamedtes Malachas, not all types of usage are prohibited with trees. We spoke about putting things on a tree, taking things off a tree, obviously that cannot be done. And he brings down an interesting example, by the way, which we spoke about also, tree swings and hammocks that are fastened directly to a tree would be considered using the tree itself. So now let's say we spoke about a hammock, right? We said it last time, a hammock, it's attached to the tree or the branches, can't do it. Even though you'll tell me the tree doesn't move, right? I attached the hammock to the branches of the tree, or let's say to the tree itself. I attached the hammock and it's tight, it's not going to fall down. And the tree's not going to move. It's a giant, massive tree, but you can't do that because you're using the tree. That's called using the tree. The hammock would have to be attached to something like sticking out of the tree, like a peg or a nail, which is once removed. Same thing by a swing, right? I have a child's swing, a child's swing, and I attach it to branches, a very strong branch. It's not going to move at all. It's a small child. No problem. The tree is not moving. And I'm going to swing the child back and forth. You can't do that. Why? Even though you tell me that I put the hammock there from before Shabbos, or even though you'll tell me I put the swing there before Shabbos, because of the fact that it's tied onto the tree itself. That's called using the tree. So that can't be done. It would have to be on nails or pegs sticking out. And number one, and number two, not moving the tree when it's done. If the tree moves, we spoke about last time, when the swing is being used or the hammock is being used, that also is a problem. Now, I just want to, the way he brings it down, he says like this: not all types of usage are prohibited with trees. Certain forms of indirect usage are not included in this rabbinic injunction, right? And are permissible. The principle of use of trees is in fact divided into three categories, like we said, two of which are prohibited and one of which would be allowed. So he says like this: the first category, like we said, direct use of the tree itself, right? Okay, that's also. Then we said tzadim, which is side, indirect usage, side, right? That's also also. Then we said side tzadim, which is side of sides, twice removed. That is allowed as long as the tree is not being moved. That's the point over here that we spoke about last time. Then that will be allowed only in a case where the tree is not being moved. So he goes further and he says, direct use of the tree itself. We said, just to give some examples, and we'll try, he gets into it, and in the three categories, how he breaks it up so beautiful, we'll try and get into it and see the examples. Direct use includes in climbing on a tree. Can't climb on a tree. Leaning one's full weight against a tree, right? That you can't do either. We said last year, if somebody leans up against a tree a little bit, and somebody's, Mishmur said he's a bari, he's a healthy person, so he leans a little bit, so that doesn't have a halachic status of leaning. But to lean your full weight against it, that you can't do. Somebody who's weak, they're going to lean automatically their full weight. But somebody who's strong, but to lean your full weight up against a tree, that you can do, just a little bit leaning and the tree won't move, then that we said would be okay. Because it doesn't have a halachic status of putting your full of usage of the tree. So therefore, full weight against the tree is not allowed. Shaking the tree, and if the tree shakes, even if you lean a little, also can't be done. In all of these examples, the person comes in direct contact with the tree, and that's the iser of mishtamish be'ilan. Similarly, placing an object, like we spoke about last time, this is a very important chazor, very important review. Similarly, placing an object, a hat, jacket, or so on the branch of a tree, or leaning something like a ladder or something else against the trunk of the tree is considered direct use of the tree, can't be done. Since the object comes in direct contact with the tree, it would all be usher and have a din of mishtamish be'ilan, usage of the tree, which is usher midrabanan. Removing objects from a tree is also classified as direct use, is also not allowed to be done. It's irrelevant whether the object was placed there on Shabbos or before Shabbos. We spoke about that it doesn't make a difference whether you put it there before Shabbos or on Shabbos itself, still can be taken off. And we said even last time that things were put there from before Shabbos. If you're going to need it on Shabbos, even then you cannot let it put it on. Because of this problem, one is not permitted to place things on a tree that are likely to be needed on Shabbos on a tree, even before Shabbos. That's what we said. This is because a person requiring these items may forget himself and violate the rabbinic prohibition of coming to remove the items from the tree. Okay, so that's as far as direct usage of the tree itself. Now, the second step, the second category, which we said was studim, using the sides of the tree, objects that are attached to the tree, right, or leaning against the tree, are classified as studim, the sides, once removed. For example, a hook or nail, a hook or a nail attached to the trunk of a tree would be considered the sides of the tree. Again, a hook or a nail, a peg or so on, attached to the trunk of a tree, again, above three tefachim, which we spoke about, would be considered the sides of the tree. Similarly, a ladder leaning against the tree would assume the status of sides of the tree against which it was leaning. He brings an interesting case, a tree house. Somebody has a tree house may also be considered sides. I mean, with a tree house, it's even worse because of the fact that you probably, most of the time, a tree house, you're going to be moving parts of the tree. So that's really not supposed to be done. Somebody has a tree house, not to use it on Shabbos. Now, he continues on page 296, continuing in the second category of studding the sides of the tree, again on page 296, making use of these items constitutes a form of indirect use of the tree, which is prohibited. For example, now some more examples, very important. Again, where people are going to be outside, you know, summertime and so on, we have to know these halachas. For example, a jacket draped over the branch of a tree is an example of sides, right? A jacket that's draped over a branch of a tree is an example of the sides. It would therefore be prohibited to put a sitter into the jacket. In other words, I have a jacket. It's hanging, it's thrown over the branch, right? I left it there from before Shabbos. Fine. So what do I want to do? There's an area, if it's not a question of carrying, I want to take a sitter and just put it in my pocket. Like this, I'll have it for, I don't know, for later, for Sunday, whatever. Or I shouldn't forget it somewhere. So I'll put the sitter in my jacket pocket. That you can't do because of the fact that the jacket is draped over a branch and it has a din of sides of the tree. It's tzidei ho'ilan, and therefore putting the sitter into that jacket pocket would be also to do on Shabbos, or to remove the sitter from the pocket of the jacket, as to do so would constitute the use of a jacket which has the status of sides, because again, it's on the tree itself, right? So I have a jacket, so not just you can't take off the jacket, I have the jacket draped over the branch of the tree, and now I have my sitter inside my pocket, so I want to take out my sitter. You can't do that because you're making use of the tree, you're making use of sides of the tree. Tzidei ho'ilan, right? It's an important point. I have my sitter, and I want to use it to go daven. Can't do that. In this sense, inserting or removing the sitter is considered halachically as use of the jacket, just as removal of objects from the tree is considered use of the tree itself. So that's an important point to keep in mind. In this sense, inserting or removing the sitter is considered halachically as use of the jacket, just as removing objects from the tree is considered use of the tree. And that is a din of tzidei ilam, which is once removed, and we need twice removed. Okay, we'll get into next shiur. We'll try and go through more examples where we have tzidei studim. We saw already the various different examples in reference to the where it's twice removed, where it would be allowed, right? Now, if this jacket, let's say, for example, argument's sake, is hanging on a peg or on a hook or on a nail that's sticking out of the tree, the jacket's hanging on the hook, so I can't take the jacket off the hook, fine. But now I have my sitter in the jacket, so could I take the sitter out of the jacket? So l'chayudah will be okay, because the jacket is hanging on a hook which is attached to the tree, so the hook is considered once removed, tzidei ilan. And the jacket has a din of tzidei tzadin, which is twice removed, and now taking the sitter out of that jacket is just as though I'm taking fruit out of the basket. Again, making sure that you don't move the tree, because if you're moving the tree by taking out the sitter from the jacket, that also can't be done. Okay, so we're going to go into more examples as far as tzidei tzadim, sides of the tree, upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha. Kol tuv.